Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, and that tune is Baby I'm Ready by Gerald Levert. And this is a Friday evening. I don't know where you at, but come on and slide up on this thing with authoress Terry E. Lyle and my co-host Strawberry tonight, because our guest is the lady who put the S in sexy, Jess J. But before we bring her on, I first need to say thank you to all my listeners in the United States, Hawaii, United Kingdom, Canada, Pakistan, Peru, Cameroon, and Nigeria, Africa, Australia, Singapore, France, and Iraq. And I appreciate everybody over the globe for tuning in. And, like, I got some inboxes. People was telling me, say, Terry, we appreciate that you're on Unmasked. And don't shut it down. You know, reveal what you got to say. Keep it going. You know, and that's what I'm going to do. So for anybody who is sensitive about the idea of sex and getting down and dirty and getting all hot and sweaty, this is your time to exit stage left and run, because we're going to turn up tonight. You know, there's no censorship. Don't judge me, because I don't judge you. What I do in my house is what I do in my house. What you do in your house, I really don't care about, because it ain't got nothing to do with Terry Lyle. But anyway, I'm going to say hello first to my co-host, Strawberry. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, sis. How you doing?
Girl, I'm ready. I'm ripe. Yeah, I'm ready to talk some trash tonight. And like I told my guests, you don't have to mince your words. If you want to say it down and dirty, that's how you get with it, because we're adults on this radio show. And you know some, that's not my thing. You know, I don't do the kids on Friday evenings. I do that in Sunday school. You know, this is my time. This is a time for adults. So, you know, it ain't about I love you, you love me, and we sing about the purple dinosaur. Ain't going to happen tonight. We're going to talk about the penis, the pussy, the all that good shit, because my guest said she put the S in sexy. So let's introduce our guest, Just J. How you, baby?
Yes, started it off all grown and sexy with Mr. Levert.
Yes.
How y'all ladies doing?
We're doing great. It's good to have you up here, you know, and I appreciate you reaching out to me, you know. And anybody else out there who would like to be on my radio show, just call me at 443-956-8753. Shoot me a text or call me, you know, we can get you on the schedule. So without further ado, I want to go back a little bit about who you are. We're going to say you was born and then what?
Well, I was born in Jersey City, New Jersey. My father, I love him to death, but he was a major drug dealer at that time. And my mother, I want to say she was a gold digger, but she was spoiled. She was taken care of. And, you know, that's the stock I come from. We hustlers regardless. My actual first two books they involve my two brothers, my two favorite men in the world. I am the oldest, but if you see us together, you will not believe it. I have no sisters, and I grew up in Cobb County, Georgia, But I didn't stay long, and I've been so many states since then. I've lived all up and down the East Coast and in St. Louis. I just love it there. But got divorced, had two children, got divorced, and that's when I wrote my first book during the divorce. We ain't got nothing to say to each other. So I had some stuff that, you know, I had to do something with all those words, and it ended up being like 40,000 words for my first book. And I got, you know, I wrote the book, and I let a couple of family members read it, and then I got so excited after the divorce, I didn't even pay attention to writing anymore. I was getting my groove back and, you know, being all cute and everything again.
Hey.
And 2 years passed because, girl, he won't let me do nothing. I go get my hair done. It just stressed him out. It was just horrible. But I was free, girl. I cut all my hair off. I had me a little Betty Boop do, wore nothing but stretch pants and little mini tops, and got all my groove back. And then my mother calls me one day, and she's cursing me out. I'm all types of stupid bitches because her she's the youngest of 16 kids. She got 7 sisters, and all of them read my book except for her. I didn't know they had passed it around. But, of course, she's like, so how my daughter wrote a book and I don't know about it. So I send her the book, and without telling me, she edits it and sends it out for 5 small publishing companies. And in 5 days, I got 5 contract offers.
Praise God.
Me being all excited, I should have did more research, but I didn't. And I signed with a company. I'm not going to name them because they ain't shit, but I signed with a company. And my first book came out April 2014. July 2014, it went number one, but I didn't know because my publisher was busy telling me that the book wasn't selling because she wasn't paying me any money.
Wow.
So, yeah, girl, I didn't get no money from this lady. And so when somebody else on the team screenshotted it and put it on my page, and I had no idea. He screenshotted it that one day it was number one, and the next day it was number two. So that means I was, you know, I was good. I was solid for a little while with my numbers. You don't just go from 100 and something to 1 and 2. So I had to be in the top 100 for a good while without her saying anything. And like I said, I received $0 and 0 cents from this lady. So, you know, I contact her, and it took, I literally had to threaten to go and beat her ass because at the time I was living in Florida. She swore to God, because she lived in New York, that there was nothing I can do. But like I said, I'm from Jersey. So when I posted up that my hometown was about a 10-minute train from where she stayed at, all of a sudden she released me from my contract. Because I told her, like, I don't mind. You know, I can go to my hometown and drop my kids off at one of my aunts, say I'm about to go punch this girl in her face, and they'll babysit for me. It'll be fine. So she got all, you know, she got all upset, and she released me. Full-out release. Oh, you can't take your book covers. But the thing was, I never liked the book covers. I was given 3 options, and I picked the best out of the 3. But it wasn't a custom book cover for me. So I was fine to let it go. I was fine. Like, you can have your little funky-ass book covers or whatever. And I joined up with two associates at that time. We started our own publishing company. Now, this woman, the founder already had a company. She already had a company. But it was sitting. It was just dormant. So I took it and ran with it. We signed 11 authors. I released 25 books under those 11 authors. I was paying for things out of pocket. You know, like, you know how as an entrepreneur you're supposed to invest. Do you know this lady caught an attitude with me one day? Now, if you're the founder and I'm the COO and your company is making money because of me, does it matter what I'm doing?
Nope.
Especially when I'm investing, like, all of the marketing strategies that cost money, I was the one paying for them.
Exactly.
Because I felt like as a team, if I'm investing the money and we're winning, we're all winning. You know what I'm saying? It didn't make sense that, oh, I'm winning and she not winning when we're on the same team. It didn't make sense. But she caught an attitude. She kept, every time we would be doing good, she would tell me she want to stop and restructure the company because all the good ideas were mine. Finally, I was paying for covers for the entire company in bulk. Do you know she told this woman, don't make the covers. Keep in mind, I already paid the money, y'all. She going to tell this lady, don't make the covers.
Wow.
Okay, this is what I did for the company. When I came, I said, you know what? The best thing we can do is find some college students. We're going to find us a college editor. We're going to find us a college design, you know, like somebody either in college or fresh out, because they'll have low prices, and we can lock them in a contract. And we were getting covers for like $35, ladies. $35 custom covers, how we want them. So I'm like, for $35, I could pay for 5 covers right now, and we our next 5, you know, whoever, next 5 releases, we cover for that already. Told her, don't do the covers. So now I can't argue with this woman because I got to go back to my partner. Girl, she told me I made an executive decision. She said she made an executive decision to tell this woman what to do with my money.
Wow.
Oh, heck to the dog.
Girl. Yeah. I told her she can have all the authors. I never signed a contract for my book because I knew better than that. So you can have all the authors signed, even though my name was on all the contracts. I said, you can keep them, and I'm going to take my books and go about my business. And, you know, she got an attitude. She posted some stuff on Facebook and everything. And then the next day, when she realized that I had signed most of the people and they wanted to come with me, she's like, I think we both, you know, misspoke. No, you misspoke. I meant what I said. You can still keep the authors. I'm good. They won't do any work for her because she won't make them do any work, but she's also not investing into the company. So I'm still friends with the authors. They haven't had any books since I left. So I started my own company, and I said, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, I brought the online promoter with me. I pay by the month. She promotes for everybody in my company. I brought my editor with me, and I brought the designer with me, like, because those people I found, so they came with me. And I invest, but I haven't had to spend a lot of money to invest in my people. And I haven't had a problem. Now we have like 11 books out, and I'm always working on something new. But it's been like a crazy. It's only been 3 years now. It makes 3 years since my very first book came out. So all of that happened in the last 3 years.
I know you're busy, like you said right now, and you're doing so much. You got your hands all up in the fire. You know, whenever, you know, you got some more room, put some more fingers up in there, you can work for me, you know.
You know, I try to touch everything, though, y'all. I'm trying to, you know, at least see if I like it or not. I like it or not. I'm not too sure how I feel about publishing because it seems like I think I offer so much that they're needy.
The
authors are needy. I get calls all the time. Every time they write something down, they call me. Oh, my God, because, you know, they're excited about it. And sometimes I'm not as excited because you write a book and he's writing a book and she's writing a book and I'm writing a book. So everybody's writing books. Every time you write a chapter, I'm not going to get super excited because we all writing chapters. And then on top of us writing books, I'm doing my first collab book and I help people self-publish, so I'm looking at chapters all day, and I'm like, yeah, I can't be excited about your chapter today.
I feel you, baby. I understand.
Me too.
But you know something? We're going to get back to all that little other stuff, but we're going to get into the essence of sexy. Okay, now I know you said your mother was one of 16. Your dad was hustling drugs. Your mama, she made sure the guys, if they wanted to be with her, they had to kick out some money, and I ain't mad at none of that because, you know, coming up, you got to do what you got to do. If there ain't no jobs out there, then whatever you do, take care of your family. So I'm not discouraged about what your dad did. And Quasis Kev, if anybody was honest, a lot of people did some things that they don't want to talk about, you know, been there, done that. So that ain't my thing. But I believe that, you know, being exposed to your dad having money, your mother putting it down like that, you know, she got to be a kept woman. So I'm sure it made you feel like, you know, hey, don't come at me unless I got something to put in my hands because it's hard to be in that environment and not expect more for yourself. So when did you start feeling sexy? When did you decide to jump out there and experiment, lose your virginity, and jump out there into the world of sex?
Oh, I was out there. My mom was 16 when I was born. So she and I kind of was like growing up together. And when I hit 14, she wasn't at the house, so I wasn't at the house either. unless I had somebody with me at the house. You know what I'm saying? So I was out there. They couldn't even find me half the time. I'm not gonna lie. They didn't know where the hell I was half of the time. They didn't know. But actually, what happened was my very first boyfriend, first love, was a guy that hustled for my dad, and I think my dad is still upset with that. But he took care of me. He took care of me. I never, you know what I mean? At 16, I always had money in my pocket, $200 in my pocket, period. No, nothing less. If I want to go somewhere, we going. If I want to pay for something, you know, oh, you ain't got no money, girl, come on, I got you, because he going to put money back in my pocket. You know what I mean? If I go somewhere, I got door-to-door service, and if he came and got me from my aunt's house or my cousin's house, whatever, he fed whoever was at the house before we left. So the whole, you know, the family knows him. The whole family knows him, and nobody has a problem with him. My dad, you know, speaks to him and everything. We're still really close, but we just can't be together because that lifestyle, he's still in that lifestyle, and I don't think that he would be faithful. I don't think he'd be faithful, and I wouldn't even expect it. You know what I'm saying? So, but he took care of me for a long time, and I was gone. And there was nothing you could tell me not to be going. I'd be back. And it got to the point where the rule went from, you better not go, to look, if you're not coming home, just call me so I don't worry about you. Because I was, look, either you're going to be mad or you're not going to be mad, but I'm going to be gone. like, but I didn't, you know, I wasn't no teenage mom or anything, because I was careful and he was careful with me. So, like I said, my father was big, so everybody in the city knew him. And that was the issue, trying to get a boyfriend in the first place. So that's why I just stuck with him. But, shoot, it was really, I just had fun. I was drinking early. I was partying early. By 19, I was already trying to settle down, girl. I did everything. I ended up falling in love with a different guy, somebody who right now I have pictures of him when I was 3 years old and he was 4. And we're holding hands. Girl. Nope. Not all.
Mm-mm. I was thinking
so. We had a baby together, and the moment I got pregnant, I'm coming in the house. It's girls in my house eating spaghetti I cooked with their shoes off, sitting on my bed. It's girls coming up to me, touching my stomach, talking about how he didn't tell them I was this far. It was all types of crazy stuff. Again, he was a drug dealer. And I disappeared, girl. My breakup be, I moved to another state. You gotta find me. I hopscotch state lines.
Well, Strawberry got a question for you, baby. And then we're gonna go into a break, and we'll be right back. So, Strawberry, ask a question, and then we'll take a small break.
So, with the life that you live, how did you manage to stay strong? Because I envy you, because you know mine is a little bit similar. Because I had to move into a different state as well after going through a breakup. How did you like really maintain? Like, what did you do?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I cannot say that I don't love like females love, and it's bad, but it's kind of good because I don't go through. You know, I've been married before, and that was the only guy that I could say I really had that type of. When we broke up, it was like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Before that, I was raised by my father and my brothers, and my brothers had their own gang. So it was nothing but niggas around. So when it's over, it's over. Don't call me. Don't speak to me. And if you see me, tell me I'm cute and keep moving. Like, that's it. Like, I didn't really have that type of hardship. My hardship was that I was never happy. I was never satisfied. So I would get a job and quit, or I would just up and move randomly. I couldn't stay rooted. I never really was that attached to a guy that it hurt my feelings. You know, because to me, I guess from my father and from my mother too, it'll be another one. And really, if that one messed up to the point where you don't want them back, then it's good that they gone. And you probably do better. What I do now is I try to make sure I learn or get some out of it, you know what I'm saying? I'm better, and maybe even they're better when it's over. Like, you know, we both grown. That way we could say it wasn't a complete waste of time and move the fuck on.
Right.
You know, with that being said, we need to go ahead and get into a small break. Y'all stay with us, and we're going to come back with the sexy Just Jay.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled.
authoress Terry E. Lyle has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity to becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in to hear Terry on Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you.
Teddy, you guys be cool.
Got paid. Welcome back to Authorist Terry Lyle and Unmasked. Well, you know something? I'm so glad to have my guest on here, Jess J. Now, the first half hour, we were just talking about, you know, coming up, a little bit of her background. But this last half hour, we're going to find out why, you know, she is so sexy. But before I do that, I want to say hello to some friends of mine, Michelle and Drew Williams. If you need some realtor in the Columbus, Georgia, or Alabama area, call up. She's at Coldwell Bankers. You know, look her up. You know, she'll find you real estate, whether you're renting or buying. You know, look her up. Michelle Williams, and also GG Productions. If you're looking for someone to write scripts, to you know, to put on plays, you know, she write lyrics for music. She can do all of that stuff. So I just want to give some shout out to some people out there, and shout out to my mom, you know, Miss Matthews, and how you doing, Mother dear? And everybody else, north to south, east to west. Thank you for tuning in, you know, and making us a global production, you know, but. Just Jay, my question is, okay, I know you said that, you know, you was early, you know, feeling yourself, and so when did you start knowing that you was sexy? Hello? Darling, is your phone on mute, Just Jay?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So, sorry about that, but I want to say 16, because prior to that, I thought I was a little boy, and then one day at 16, an ass fairy came and sprinkled some ass on me or whatever, and, it, you know, the guy started noticing, and from there, when I start seeing the reaction from there, like, I just had a confidence. You know, my mother had a confidence. Her sister right above her, who really, really raised me, my Aunt Donna, she had a walk to her and a confidence that no matter what, women paid attention to her when she walked. You know what I'm saying? And I actually adapted that walk. I don't know if I practiced, I don't remember or whatever, but, you know, to me, it's all about confidence.
But I think most black women just got that rhythm, because I tell you, my mom, she's in her 80s, man. When she walked, she that old ass be bouncing,
right,
man. You know,
she
came around before the Kardashians, man. You know, she's had that rhythm. I got it, too, so maybe it's a natural thing. But to say that you're sexy, is that because you have certain fetishes or, you know, whatever, or you just like sex? I mean, is there anything special about what you do or what you like to do?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, I actually you know, because I started early, I learned what I liked early, and I learned to embrace it. And I will say that, you know, I had a set of friends, but I was the one that was the least ashamed about whatever I was doing. Like, when I say, and I'm going to be bold about it because I've always been bold about it, when I say, you know, when you're young, your aunt comes to you and she's like, oh, somebody said you was with such and such. That's a lie. I wasn't with such and such. I was over here with such and such. And he'd tell you because we were fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never was embarrassed of it. I never was embarrassed. I never was ashamed of it. And I always felt like, you know, I'm going to do what made me happy regardless. So I knew, like, I felt sexy and I carried myself as if I was sexy young. And I had this one little boo thing who would not go away, girl. I would, if I saw him, we would disappear for 3 days somewhere all fucking. If I saw him, we'd be gone for 3 days. But
he must be rolling down. You know, say y'all be gone for 3 days.
Some of the sex scenes, I got 8 books out, and a good 7 out of 10 of them sex scenes is something he really did. So,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Go ahead now.
Because, you know, it was over the course of, like, 10 years.
And I see my other co-host, she just jumped up on the line. So I'm going to let Strawberry ask her question first, and then I'm going to bring my other co-host in.
Well, for what?
Go ahead, Strawberry,
I'm
baby. It's on you, darling.
I'm just jealous.
You jealous. Don't be jealous. Open your damn legs. Let somebody get up in there. Shit, you can do what she do. Ain't nothing to get mad about.
But I'll give you tips and everything. I got tips. I got, I'll draw you some charts, figures, everything, girl. Don't even worry about it. But, like, a lot of people are afraid to embrace the stuff they like. But after I got divorced, girl, I was trying everything. I like some BDSM. I might find me a Christian J. I'll let you handcuff me to some stuff. I don't mind getting hit a couple of times. You got to be open to try stuff, because if you listen to what other people like and don't like, you'll never know if you like it or not. You would never know.
Have you made a video?
Yeah, I have.
Now, that's something I always wanted to do. I have not yet done it yet, but I will do it, though. That's on my bucket.
I'll take the damn pictures.
Right.
Ah, yeah.
Right. We got to get angles. So she calls one camera, I call another one. We going to give you some, we going to give some drama. Lift your left leg. We're going to give you some direction and everything.
Well, I got to laugh because all these women up here, you know, we're very comfortable with our sexuality. Strawberry, you, Just Jay, and also Felicia, who is coming in here. And I'm going to open her mic, and she's going to have to tell me why her ass. It's 40 minutes late. Felicia,
I know, right?
Okay, baby, the mic is open.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You, but you might like
14 minutes late because, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm 14 minutes late because I was fucking 14 minutes late.
Hey, you said you were fucking.
Yeah, I said I was flying. I'm 14 minutes late because I traveled to Atlantic City with my girlfriends and fell off this week.
Oh, okay.
My apologies. I'm so, so sorry. But y'all sound like y'all getting it in.
But that first excuse would have been good enough for me, too, though. You know, sometimes you lose track of time. You don't know what day it is or nothing.
Yeah.
That's good shit. You're doing something worth it.
Right.
Yeah. So since you came in late, you know, it's your opportunity to tell people how you like to freak. Because Just Jay said, tie my ass up, beat me, spank me, you know, just get it. Ooh. Amen. Been there, done that.
I like it all. I like it all. But you know what the ultimate is for me?
The what?
I like the ultimate for me. I love to be don't judge me. I like to be choked.
Who's
I'm
playing
sorry.
Music in the background?
Who judging you?
Who was
doing
that? No, I'm just playing. Nobody. I'm just playing. I like to be choked, though. I like that. I don't know. Sometimes I like it rough. I ain't had it like that in a minute.
Choked,
yes. Put your hands around my throat.
So you put your hands on your neck or put something down your damn throat.
Both. I take them both.
Ain't gonna lie. Don't lie, girl.
I take them both. Get it how we live. Hit it from the back, upside down, sideways. Let's just do something strange. Just do it.
She says she want to put her hands around her damn neck. She ain't trying to breathe. Like, just fucking do it.
She like that strong. He probably got them big. I just got out of jail arms too, and he gotta growl right and make that face like I kill you, girl.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so mad.
Yeah. 14 minutes. Now, Strawberry thinks she's going to sit in the cut and ain't going to say shit. Well, how you
doing?
Yeah.
Because
I like that Just Jay, you know, and like she told you, just go ahead and do it. Now, how do you like it? You got that Strawberry lounge that you're talking about oozing all the sexuality, and you like strawberries, like strawberries in the mouth, in the coochie, you know, in
ooh,
the ass. So tell me how you like it, Strawberry.
So I like it everywhere. I like that handicap sex.
What is handicap sex? What is that? What is that? I ain't never heard of that.
Okay,
well, what's handicap sex?
Handicap sex is when you are getting in so, so hard, right, to the point where it cripples you. You cannot walk, move, nothing. Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
Okay.
I can support
that. That's it. All right. Pow, pow. Like, you know, you walk
right
out of there. Girl, you're bow-legged and shit. First you used to be not neat, now your ass bow-legged when it's all
that's it. That's it. That's
yeah,
I like
that.
I like that too, girl.
That.
Shit. But we're going to get back to Just Jay because we ain't got like maybe 18 more minutes. Just Jay, tell us some more about, you know, when they got you tied down. I mean, do you like using props? That, you know, like, you know, I mean, I use food. I use candy. I use toys. I use all kinds of shit. Do you like to use props?
Well, actually, that's what my book is about, too. That's
okay.
What the book is about. It's about this girl that got all these fetish. Well, her neighbor who kidnaps her got all of these fetishes. And, yes, you know, they got this little swatter thing. And it's like a stick with a little leather tab at the end of it. And what it's for is you're supposed to swat either the hand, you know, the inside of the arm, the inside of the thigh, or the clit. That thing is a beautiful thing, honey. That thing is beautiful.
Girl. So you say beautiful.
I like, you know, I don't.
Right, like, pow, hit that little lace
when right, just pop it real quick.
Oh, that lady.
But I don't, I have never, I do not like dildos or vibrators. I don't like those. I'd rather have, like, the clit simulation. But all of the, like, they have this spread-em bar that they attach it around your ankles. You can't close your legs or around your knees and you can't close your legs. That works. They got a couple of different types of restraints, you know, where you could be chained to the wall, and they got a neck thing, too, for Felicia. She said she – I think that was Felicia, right?
Yeah.
But I would like to be choked. They got a neck restraint on that one, too. Girl, you be up on the wall, and your neck is strapped in just like your arms and your legs. But it's like a – because the BDSM world got a whole bunch of options. Like, it's so you can wake up one day and put you on some leather stiletto thigh highs and decide you want to be dominant and have a guy licking your boot. And the next day you could be on your hands and knees looking up at Christian Grey and he telling you what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many options. There's so many options.
Well, like
if I could find, like, if I could find a guy that was with it, I would live the lifestyle for real.
Girl,
wow.
When I was in California, I met this guy who liked dominatrix. Girl, he had a lady, right, his wife, and he wanted me to beat the shit out of him and, you know, get him turned on. So I'm saying, how come you won't ask your wife? He said she ain't hard enough. So I said, get the fuck on your knees. I'm going to tear that ass up with a belt. I'll be whooping that shit. It'll be looking like a purple. And then I took that motherfucking dildo and I jammed it up his motherfucking ass, man. And that shit excited me because he was squirming like a damn pig. I said, oh, hell.
For some reason, you can't do it with somebody you love. You know what I'm saying? It's hard because you physically, you supposed to be hurting them. I mean, not like breaking skin, but you're supposed to hurt them. So it's hard to do with somebody you love because you like, oh, I don't want to hurt them, so I'm going to just hit them a little bit. And that's not, it's no fun. But I also like to dress up. And in a lot of my books, you'll see that. But I like to dress up. I might put on a cop costume and text my guy, like, don't you think you want to come fuck the police or some shit like that. Like, I'll be for it. You know, neither one of us know who I'm going to be when you get to the house. I'll be all for it. I might be a Mortal Kombat character or Poison Ivy. Girl, let me find a costume place that's all year round, 365. I'll be in there every day. Be somebody new.
Me too.
Party.
Wigs, every day.
Okay, Sabra, I'm going to let you say something or ask a question. Then we'll get into Felicia before we get up out of here. We got time is running down. We got about 15 minutes. So, Strawberry, something you want to ask, I'll guess, or something you want to reveal about yourself?
Well,
Bring it on.
I love the role playing. I love role playing, and us talking about sex right now is turning me on. I'm definitely going to be playing on myself tonight because I know I ain't going to get none until January.
Hey, hey. A little lotion or something, so it'll be nice and wet and juiced up.
That's
and everything,
right.
Okay? Love it. Get that pillow just right. When you ride that pillow and shit, you be holding on. Get a clothes. But they had clothes hangers and what's those thing you hang up your clothes outside to dry? Little wooden
things. Oh, the clothes pins?
Yeah. Take them and put them on your nipples. Pinch your nipples while you masturbate.
Ooh. I'm going to try that. Ooh,
yeah, you do. What the hell is going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Felicia, I know you ain't saying, oh, my goodness.
Yes, I did, because I'm thinking about stuff. That's why.
Okay. Tell us something else. Okay, since you like to be choked, yeah.
Okay, so I said that, but...
You said that, baby.
One thing I don't like to be... Well, I've never tried it. I'm too afraid to let somebody kind of, like, tie me up. I don't think I trust.
What's to be afraid of?
I think because I'm the type of girl, especially clitoral stimulation for me, is really, really, that's that whole jaw locked up thing for me. Once I want you to stop, I'm going wild. If you keep going, I will go crazy. So I'm like, yeah, I don't want nobody to get me like that. But anyway, this is another thing. I'm finishing up with a book right now, and it took me 3 weeks to come up with a sex thing well, not really, an intimate scene without any penal penetration or penetration at all, but it was a game that they were playing. And what they had to do was the first person to make the person come or speak words was the winner. So it was hard to come up with it, but it was so, it took me 3 weeks, but it was so, it finished off.
I think
so
I might
want to
play this game.
It's crazy.
Well,
and
Felicia, what I used to do, games I used to play back in the day, I would have the person close their eyes, and they had to tell me what I was touching their body with. And if they didn't get it right, then that's time on the clock for you to do what I want you to do to me. Like, for instance, if I got a feather or if I pour something or if I had some beads, whatever, if you guess it right, then, it's time on the clock that I do what you want me to do for you, But, I was good at that motherfucker, so I had niggas doing everything I wanted to do.
Wow. I'm a head girl. I love giving head. I'm a head girl. That's what I like. And I put a scene in my book with, there's a peach. I don't know if I told you about it, Terry. You know, we got peaches here. The peaches on the white. The peaches in Alabama, peaches in Georgia, those are real peaches. And they're big, juicy peaches. And so what I would do is carve the middle part out so that you could pour the seed, right? But it's big enough, but it's not hard. It's soft, but it's not mushy, but it's juicy and it's soft enough. So I would cut it in half. But I would use it, slide it on the guy's dick, and stroke his dick with it while I'm giving head.
Ooh.
Oh, he's talking about something that tastes good, something that I know feels so good for me. I get wet thinking about something big. So, I wrote that scene in my first book, and I had a couple people try it and say, yeah, that was wild right there. Will you come
you
up with that?
You got to try it with Bailey's cream, liquor. My white girlfriend tell me that. When I first got divorced, me and my guy, new boyfriend I had, we made a list, a bucket list, everything we wanted to do within 1 year. Physically, whether it was kind of dates, foods we wanted to try, we made a list. And that way, after divorce is usually a rebound, which it ended up lasting 3 years, but we didn't know that. But we made a list, and my white girlfriend told me, she only dated black guys or whatever, and she said that with the Irish cream liquor, because it's a liquor, the more you drink, the more loose you're going to get and more comfortable you're going to get because it's liquor. You're going to get drunk. But it tastes so good. Girl, I was looking at my arm. I was looking at his legs. Anywhere it dropped, I was like, okay, I got it. Don't move. I was watching myself because I let him record me. I was watching myself. I was embarrassed. Like, oh, my God, blushing and everything. But it was so good. It tastes so good. Like, you don't even – You'd be upset if you don't get that last drop.
Oh,
well, let me ask y'all all a question, all three of y'all ladies. Now, I had a guest on my show. She was a erotic guru. That's how she coined herself. And her specialty was giving head, and how to make that little thing in the back of your throat and, all this other stuff. Man, she even got DVDs and stuff out.
Okay.
Chick is bad to the bone, man. Wonderful guest. Now, the only thing, she was all into the sucking dick and this and that and different sexual things, but she said that she didn't want nobody screwing her in the ass, and she said, unless it was a special time of the year, birthday, holiday, whatever, and her reason was that, if you're getting screwed in the butt, then your butt muscles will get loose, you might sit in your underwear if you cough or sneeze. I don't know if that's true or
serious?
Not, got some shit to make your pussy tight. Gotta be something tight in that hole up. And
gay people, they
get
both
that way.
Both of them
all
are muscles, and working those muscles can get both of them right. If you can have a baby, a baby come out 6 pounds, 8 pounds, 9 pounds, and you get back right and tight, there's no way. I don't know what size she's taking in there, but I tell you what.
And
never in my
and
when
should,
I say,
should,
let me say this, baby.
Should.
Let me say this. Yeah. My guy is a size to the point where when we first slept together, I got ripped.
Woo!
He's a size. And I still was willing to do it. It's a matter of comfort. Now, if she only do it one time a year, she's never going to be comfortable with it. She's always going to be scared. She's going to be tight. And it's always going to be a problem. But if you really, for somebody that's sucked dick that much, I promise you, there's no way. We're going to rotate these holes out. counterclockwise or something, because there's no way.
How do you
there's
do
no way, like,
it all time and sit, you know, try another hole?
some. We're going to rotate these out because after a while you get tired.
Yeah. And then also, I think that I have a lot of gay male friends. They usually like sleep before they do anything too. They, you know, cleanse themselves first because I mean it can happen. Like you said, it's a muscle, but you have to be mentally prepared for that. You can
mm-hmm.
do it all you want, and it can be just that one time you're not mentally prepared for it, so it's not going to be a good experience. But one
right.
thing that for me is you have to be careful with me. I am very, very sensitive down here. You cannot go from my vagina and go to my ankle, come back.
No, you're supposed to cleanse anyway between
yeah,
all three.
But you know, when you having sex though, you, ain't nobody gonna stop and get up and take a shower and go back to it. No, but it happens. But I'm really careful. Once you go that way, if we gonna finish that way, because I'm not gonna let you go back.
Right.
You know, in my vagina like that, because I know that I will come up with a bacterial infection. That's just how my
right,
life
but
works.
When you rotate, that's always supposed to be the last one, and because it's the tightest
exactly.
one, that's gonna be the one that makes them come anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
some people
like
you just never know.
They get to screaming and acting like little girls, you know. And I don't care who knows. I'm just gonna say this. This one guy, down here now, he's from up, you know, Maryland area where I'm from. You know, we was getting it on and shit. And you know how the Jehovah's Witnesses be knocking on your damn door, knock, 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 knock. You know. When we finished what we were doing, because he was squealing like a bitch for real, man. I had his ass going. We went to the door when he was leaving. We saw the watchtower. They must have heard us too. Said, "Fuck it, let's keep going."
Oh my god!
I got a rule, like especially for people
god.
That know me. If you my friend, don't try to stop me from coming. Now, like I gotta reevaluate our friendship and everything. Friends want friends to come. So you're not going to be in the way. If I tell you my man coming, don't be calling me. Don't be knocking on the door, because now we got to sit and talk about, are you really my friend? Because
Amen.
You knew what I was doing, and you try to get in the way.
Yeah, so just Jay, we're running out of time here, baby. But let everybody know about your books, how to get a hold of you, and what media sites you're on. And hit me back, because I want one of your books, baby. Shit, I like that kind
yeah.
of thing.
Okay, so my books are on Amazon, Kindle, and I have my own website at authorjustj@yola.com, and they're 99 cents on Kindle and free on Unlimited for everybody that likes ebooks. For paperbacks, if you order them from me, you do get autographed ones, and you do get discounts every certain amount of books.
Yeah, I want one.
But I do have 8 books and 5 genres right now, and I'm working on a 6th genre and a 9th book. Like right now, we'll be done within the next week or so.
Okay.
I have free fiction. I have an erotic thriller, which is my favorite, High Heels and Homicide. Which, ladies, I think I want to get that one to y'all. Y'all gonna love it.
I would love that.
I have 2 books of poetry. I do spoken word. I have one, Love and Relationships, which is also has some erotica in it. I have a full erotic poetry book, too. And, I even got a sci-fi book. And the one I'm writing right now is Urban Christian. I'm doing a collab with a Christian author. So I'm touching everything.
Cool. You know, so
follow me on Facebook at Just Jay Warner. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. So, Justa, you want to give a shout out, and like I said, we're gonna get you back on our show again for a part 2, because an hour is not a, you know, to tell a story. Even though it says 2 hours, we are down to an hour show now because everybody got a lot to do on a weekend. I'm moving,
of course.
You know. So, give your shout out, and then we'll let Felicia Strober get a shout out. We're gonna take this thing home because we got 4 minutes and we running the clock down.
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to L. Welch, who does all my swag. If y'all seen on my Facebook, my keychains, bookmark, L. Welch does them. She real dope. I want to give a shout-out to Marie Jordan, who is my best friend. I'm also co-writing with her. I want to give a shout-out to Infinite Lawson, who does all my book covers and flyers, the one that I pulled he made in, like, 5 minutes for me. That's also Bay right now. And I want to give a shout-out to my brothers, Hoods and Fame Jones, and my mom for always supporting. My aunt up in that, too, because I know she's listening. She always supports.
Amen. All right, so we're going to give a shout-out, darling.
Well, yes, I'd like to give shout-outs to all you wonderful ladies on this phone tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd also like to give a shout-out to my special bae, Lamont Young. Can't wait to see you in January, baby. And that's it.
All right, baby. Felicia's on you, darling.
I just want to apologize again for falling off and falling asleep, first of all. And I'm so sad that I missed the entire piece just about. But I just want to give a shout-out to these ladies, to you, Terry, my mom. Terry's my mom.
Yeah.
So to my mama, Terry.
I love you, baby.
I know I got some splaining to do, so when the show is off the air, I will be calling you, my dear. Sorry.
No problem.
Say I love everybody. I love you guys. Like, girl, now, what's your name again? I got it. What's your name again, guys?
Just J U S T J A E.
I already love you. Just want to let you know that. Strawberry, you know you my cool to sign. We get to know each other, too. So I love you guys, and I just wanted to say that to my family, just that, and the fans, the people out there listening. Our listeners, definitely, we love you guys.
Right. And I just want to say thank you to my special guests, my beautiful co-hosts. My mom, who has agreed that when I move in a couple of weeks, that she's going to move with me. And I thank God for that decision because she's getting older and she needs to be around somebody instead of being by herself. So I'm glad she decided this is where she needs to be, kicking it with her daughter. You know, I'm going to love her as long as God give her to me to love. And all my listeners, north to south, east to west, tune in next week, because next week we're bringing back Lorna Adams, the psychic, man. This chick, man, she can give you a description and shit. This chick is bad to the bone. She's a real deal. This is going to be your last opportunity to talk to her and get an update about your life for free while you're on my show. So you know something? Be here next week, Lorna Adams. She's a real psychic, not no phony one. Mm-hmm. She's a real deal, and we're going to take this thing home with Wiz Khalifa. It's been a long day without you, my friend. Thank you. Goodbye, ladies.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Why'd you have to leave so soon, yeah? Why'd you have to go? Why'd you have to leave me when I needed you the most? 'Cause I don't really know how to tell you. Feeling much worse. I know you're in a better place, but it's always gonna hurt. Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on. It's been a long day without you, my friend. Every road you take, It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you.